Okay, the meeting's called to order. And do we always need to make a roll call?
Yes, for the
Okay.
meeting girl.
So I'm Mary Lou Fragomeni. I'm co-chair with David Peets, and David Peets is not here today.
I'm Margot Sackheim.
Briggs Klinko, board member.
Elaine Hill.
Desiree Aranda.
And is Jason on as well? Okay. We can then move to review of the minutes from 10:27:25. Margot pointed out a spelling error of my last name in the body. Let's see.
It was on 6A.
Yeah,
Sorry,
there it
many.
is. Fragmenty, fragmenty. And otherwise, is there any other changes or suggestions for these minutes?
No, I didn't have a problem with them. Where's
Anything?
I was not present for the meeting.
Okay, it's up to you, dear.
What's the can? I
Move
moved
to have him approved.
to have the minutes approved from the previous meeting of 9:29. Is that it?
There are 10, 20,
Or
20, 20, 20,
10,
six,
yeah, October 27th,
seven.
2025.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Or any disagreement? Okay, accepted. Then our next item of business would be call to the audience, but I don't believe. Oh, Dan Hill is now here.
Hello.
Dan, we will put you on the roll now for attendance. Did you get to review the minutes? Do we have to go back? No.
No, we already made the motion. We had a
Oh,
quorum.
we've had a
Yeah.
quorum and we've accepted the minutes, Dan.
Yeah, it's fine.
And okay, so good. So our agenda for tonight would include a call to the audience. There's no one here, except Elaine. Did you have something, anything?
No.
So we will move to discussion about minor reviews, and this is a two-part section that's going to be part of our standard agenda, and it includes things that are scheduled or possibility of being scheduled so that people have as much advance notice as they can get. Anything from the city on any minor reviews
I
coming
would
up?
hand it over to Jason. You have anything, Jason?
As far as minor reviews, no, there's nothing coming up. I will say that there will be three items coming up that will be full reviews.
For the December meeting?
Yes.
Well, will there be another December meeting? Is our end
There's
of
one
the
scheduled
year?
December 22nd.
And we'll check to, can we now people available the 22nd? It's a
I don't know, that's going to be, well, I may be going up to Colorado.
on that day.
Well, I'm not sure. It's not.
So if you'll let us know.
Yeah.
Okay. Briggs?
Sure.
Okay.
No.
And I am available then. Dan, would you be available on the 22nd?
I think
So,
so.
okay. And I'll check with David. They
Okay.
frequently travel during that time, so I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if there's not going to be a quorum or if it's the holiday week, people are traveling, you can always reschedule, move it up or down.
Yeah. And
three full reviews is a lot.
That is a lot, especially in
Mm-hmm.
one meeting.
Yeah, Jason, do you think that all three will be ready, or they're just kind of three that are in the pipeline that might be ready?
No, I think they'll be ready. We have 5425, was that Fort Lowell Road, 5440 East Presidio, and I finally got the art studio on 3070 North Binghamton. to create the sub record, which I told them back in August. Those are all four reviews.
What was the first one, please,
Five, four,
Jason?
two, five.
5425. And what
Yeah,
was the last
because
one?
we got to review that pergola that they built, and that's
Yeah.
a full review.
Oh, did they submit? I'm
They have
assuming so.
submitted.
Okay. Okay.
I have to recuse myself from that one, so just FYI, in case you want to be prepared for that.
And am I required to recuse myself since I'm a neighbor?
You're
Okay.
Jason. So.
Okay.
So we need to make sure David can be here. So
Yeah, I
if
need to make sure you have quorum if you've got two recusals.
right. So can you do the week before? Could we do the week before? So what it would be the 15th?
Which would be 2 weeks from tonight.
Yes. And I mean the other I would guess the other choice is to move it to the first week of January.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to also separate, like, do one or two and one, you can also do that.
Okay. How extensive are the reviews? One's the review of a structure that's already been built, a pergola I'm hearing, and then how extensive are the other, new architecture versus
So
like
what,
yard
there's
ornament?
an art studio that is at Binghamton that has not been built. But the two that are 5440 City Road and the other one at 5425 Fort Lowell, those have been done, completed, and are code violations.
And you and I did the minor review, Mary Lou, of the East Presidio.
Yeah. Oh,
Well,
parts of it. We
parts of
had
it.
a piece of it, yeah.
Yeah, to remind you, that was landscaping and solar device insulation, but not the walls and pergola that was built. So now they have three permits running in the system.
So
For 5, for 5425.
5425, correct.
And then what's
So
5440 East Presidio?
5440 East Presidio Road is where a buttress was built on the wall. A gate was removed, a new wall. The wall was moved over, and a new gate fence entrance was built.
The new entrances.
And so that was the minor review that we did. Is there a reason why now it's a full review?
No, that's a good point, Amanda. Desiree, sorry. Yeah, that would not be a full review. It's still just the fencing. My apologies.
Okay,
So
so we just have two
David and Briggs are adjacent to 5440.
Yeah, so that's a minor review, it sounds like. That's what I thought, yeah. So then we just have the two reviews,
Two full
two
reviews.
full reviews. Yeah.
I just request that the 22nd is fine. It'd just be nice for the city to be sure to get the accompanying materials up nice and early in light of the holiday schedule. Like a full week in advance would be appreciated so that we can find time to get in on the materials.
Okay. Yeah, so Jason, because I think some of them just came in recently. So are they ready? You think that they will be ready to be put up or shared with the advisory board?
I will scrutinize the submission materials tomorrow and I'll
Okay. So
be
maybe
better
we'll
informed.
confirm with you all and make sure that they have all the materials first, and then we'll confirm that
Okay.
22nd
Okay.
works.
And then so Dan and Margot can't be on the 5425. Briggs cannot, and Margot,
David.
David and Briggs cannot be on the one on Presidio, but everybody can be part of make that Venn diagram somebody. But okay. So those two. Okay, we should be good for in December, 5425 and 3070 Binghamton. Okay,
So I'd
great.
just like to ask, is there anything different we need to keep in mind for structures that are, or put this differently, for things that are code violation versus a priori reviews?
Not really. I mean, they're We're essentially reviewing them as if they were not yet built. Like, we'd use the same standards for something that was not yet built.
And in historic zones, is it normal to have structures taken down if they're not complying with the historic code? Would that be a normal outcome?
For a code enforcement case, it can be, yeah.
Okay.
Or
Yes.
alterations or
A long time ago. Yeah, just kind of reviewing that that is in fact an option.
Yeah.
What is a structure called that's over a gate?
An arch.
Archway?
Is
Archway?
it just an arch? Yeah.
I
Over
think so.
so.
I don't, yeah, I don't think of any, I can't think of any other word.
Because a question came up about whether you have a 6 foot fence and an 8 foot, 9 foot arch, and whether that pushes it to
An 8 foot
the
structure. Sure.
Yeah. It's not just a wall, it's
Sounds like it does, because when the gate is closed, it's more than 6 feet.
Well, in which case, 30, no, 54, 40, because it has an 8 foot
Yeah, it would still be
arch.
reviewed as
Minor.
a
Minor.
fence or, yeah, I don't know if it would change the historic review, but it changes the permit application, like the building side of things.
Okay.
Once it's over 6 feet, then
Okay.
there's like an extra structural review for safety reasons.
Okay, great.
It'd be bad if it fell on your hand.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a little complicated, but the minor review that needs to be done on site up until Margot leaves around the 22nd of
Well, it would be the
December.
23rd, yeah.
Yes, yeah, 22nd or 23rd, Margot can or Dan can take the minor review case, right? Okay. Hey.
Can I have another point to make about minor reviews? There's a another case where it was a solar installation and it's very visible. So it would have been, and this would have been installed. I think it was recently installed but reviewed like many months ago. But these panels are way off the roof. And it's visible from Fallow Park.
Are they, but they was approved by the
Yes,
historic
but so
approval?
the question is if they're that visible and during the minor review they said they wouldn't be visible, what happens then? Does that just go to code enforcement?
It could be a code enforcement case, yeah. If the if what was reviewed and approved is not what is
Not what
was
they
built,
built.
essentially.
Yeah. So, okay. And those plans are probably available then, right?
Should
Those,
be, yeah.
okay.
Elaine, do you have an address on that?
I can see they're 5621 or 5631. I think it's 50, yeah. 5631
Because Mary Lou
Forkaloo.
and I did a on-site review of solar device installations, but doesn't sound like it's the same one.
No, this was one that we did.
I
I
think it
think
was in July, so that was
well, and I was going to say it might even have been last summer.
how long is it until
over
a
a year
permit
ago.
expires? 1 year.
A permit?
Yeah.
One year. Sorry.
But it's been within the last 12, 18 months. I can't, but that one was so long ago that we were down there.
Was I with you on that?
Was down behind the park?
Yeah, I think
I
so.
think so.
Yeah.
You know,
It
yeah,
was in
I
a
think it's around
development,
6:30.
right? There were a whole bunch of homes.
Well, down by Elaine's old house.
Well, I was never at her old house, so.
Down Fort Lowell, though, the other side of Fort Lowell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it might have been even maybe just some summer, some spring day. I don't know how long ago it was.
Just to clarify, was it 5478 East Placita del Mesquite?
No,
No, it's 5621 East Fort Lowell.
21.
5621. Okay. Yeah, that's not the one that Mary and I did.
No, this was quite some time ago.
I think we did the Mesquite one.
Plans are on online.
Okay.
We did do one on Mesquite.
Yeah,
the
And
documents are.
that's the one I was with you.
oh,
that's an issue too. Like sometimes the documents aren't there. And sometimes you have to click on the parcel
Oh, here we
number
go.
to see the documents.
Here
And sometimes you have to go to Pro to see the documents.
Okay. So is okay. So What we're doing now is looking, and I think that one of the things that would be nice to do, especially on a night like this where we don't have other plants to review and we don't have other guests, is to be able to look at these and see how they turned out. What was stated and what happened then. If it's the one I'm thinking of, we actually had the builder on the roof telling us, oh no, here's where
No,
they're going to come up.
that's a different
That's a
house.
different
Yeah,
house.
I did that.
Okay, then I'm not thinking I know which one this is
They were
then.
reviewed on November 21st, 2024.
By me.
Oh, I it doesn't say who did the minor review.
Okay, well, we could take a
And
look at that if
yeah, so we should look at that and look at those plans.
But like the method is for somebody to call in the code violation and then they can file. That's how they come through the meeting. So it's like it's a report based
Constantly.
system. There's based on neighbors and or board members too. But you can file a violation through your dashboard and then it can come through the system. That's how these other violations, someone in the neighborhood or a board member even reported the concern violation, and then they're filing back into the meeting.
And tell me one more time the street 52 20. Yeah, thank you. Okay. And then we have done one recent minor review of 5425. Now, can we talk about that one and how that went?
Sure.
And it was
So, sorry, Mary Lou, before you move on, I found the review for 5621, the approved review notes that are on the PRO. I don't know if you want to hear those before you go on.
we can. Is there, can you, yeah,
So,
paraphrase, yeah.
yeah, so spark review completed and approved with the conditions all panels to be installed on the roof surface under the parapet with minimal visibility from the Fort Lowell Road right of way. Electric meters, solar meter conduits, all those kind of things away from public view. Anything that's supporting that has to be visible, so painted to match house. Permit obtained within 1 year, and that was in February of 25. So, yeah, if they're visible from the road, then it violates the approved conditions.
Okay. So I'll work with Briggs if you don't mind helping me, Briggs,
Sure.
and we'll make note of that as a code violation. Thank you. So we'll move on that one. And then returning to the B section here was the minor review at 5425, and we were looking at the fence line and the back wall. That was not going to, it was going to be stuccoed, but not necessarily to look like a stuccoed, an old stuccoed wall. It was going to be covered in. And then the side going up the side was going to be is. It's currently in place is the Ocotillos in the fence, and that was accepted without any changes to it.
What wall did you look at? The one that's
Back on the,
front day on the north side that's sort of hiding my tank, water tank?
it makes the corner
Oh,
more,
the corner one.
the corner one. That's the only one that we looked at
Okay.
was the corner. And it was approved,
It was recommended for approval. It hasn't
recommended.
been approved yet
Okay, it
because
hasn't been approved yet, but it's been recommended for approval. And then during that meeting, There was a request by the homeowner to please look at the solar panels for the roof, and because they are anxious to get solar panels in before the end of the year, based on some of the incentives to do that, and because they had complete plans and it was agreed upon by everyone, it did appear that they would not be visible. They understood that that note went into the minutes as well, that they could not be visible from Fort Lowell Road and across the road. What we didn't talk about, I thought of afterwards, was where the box, the panel box that sits low on the, I don't know, on a some wall, where that was going to go, and would it be a new visible thing? But it was conditionally accepted because it was hoped that this minor review took care of their need for minor reviews. But it has since come up that there was a pergola and a higher wall built in the yard that probably needed some kind of minor review. And so my understanding is, as you just heard tonight, these requests have for the minor review have been submitted. So I'm guessing, Desiree, that nothing will move forward for as complete until this second set of minor review conditions is approved.
Yes, because there's an open code violation or code enforcement case, we won't be able to. I mean, that has to be closed out before any other approvals can be made. So the pergola, I guess, it has been submitted. Will be is a full review is required.
And are we anticipating additional minor reviews for this property? Because it, like, other than this one that Mary Lou is mentioning, another upcoming one, but it seems to me that that's counterintuitive to the process, and that you're supposed to, in fact, have a major review if you're doing a bunch of major work, and that you're not supposed to come to these boards with minor approval after minor approval when you're doing large amounts of work on your property. You're supposed to come with one comprehensive picture of your work so it can go through the full board process.
Yes, I think at the time we didn't realize that there was a pergola, and so that requires a full review.
Okay. But is this property planning to do more minor reviews above and beyond the pergola? Like, to me, at a certain point, they're taking advantage of the minor review process when it should be a major review for a bigger picture outlook on the property.
And I misspoke. There, 5425 is going to get a full review of the pergola, right? The pergola that is full.
There are other walls.
Yeah. So essentially, now it's been elevated to a full review because of
Thank
the
you.
various things.
Understood.
So yeah, we'll discuss that because yeah, they have, like Jason was saying, multiple permits in the system, and it is true if there are multiple scopes going on, we like it to be, completed as reviewed as one at the same time. It's just we didn't know that these were coming up. They kind of just came up. So hopefully we can include it all, assuming they submitted everything they needed to submit for this review. Yeah, as far as future work, I don't know, we've asked them what they plan to do, and some things they have said, we're going to do this, and then like the pergola was one thing that they had said they were going to do, and they said they were not going to do it, they're going to wait, and then they built it. So some of it is just we only know really what they tell us.
Okay.
And I don't recall any other minor review cases that need to be reviewed from since we've met last in October. I don't think you
Well,
did any others, did you?
I've done two. The one that they're going to have the minor review, the East Presidio with you, and then I did that solar panel that was probably a year or so ago.
So the recommendations from that one, from 5440, is that available? I mean, when you look at 5440, you don't see the review comments.
Sorry, this is the one that's on El Presidio.
Yeah, and I texted you about, because they also reviewed the Denison and the commissary. Those were some mine, or that was another one. I guess that was another minor review. Sorry, I did have three. No, on the Presidio, I didn't put any kind of recommendations. Well,
I'm not sure what so that Jason, I don't know if you have any.
it was incomplete. They didn't provide all the information, so we didn't know what the gate was going to be made out of.
We didn't understand the
Right.
metal. This the they had a
So
metal piece
when
of.
the minor review was done, there's still missing information.
Yes.
And so we're asking for the applicant to provide more information. So we still need to conduct another minor review now that we've received that information.
Okay.
So it is not finished yet. That's why the comments haven't been
Okay.
uploaded.
Okay. And then we did do a minor review, Jason and I did, on Carol Maywood's home.
I don't know people's name. What's an address?
It was on Mesquite Del Bosque, and it was the second house in. I don't.
I
I don't.
remember 5478 Placita del Mesquite.
Yes, that.
And those are solar devices.
Yes, and we
We
did
did
do
that
that
in
one.
August, I believe.
And that was with for the rest of you, it was Carol Maywood's house, and that was one that they had complete plans. She had knowledge that she needed to come to the board, and she worked with her person and was very concerned about it being a match for the Historic District Board. And I've been down there and did not see. There was one corner we were worried about, but I don't think you could see it. So that was my follow-up on her solar panels. And she was putting her the receptor box or the on the outside, but in a concealed area that you wouldn't see from the road. So, anything else on minor reviews? Anything else?
But is it normal? Do people, do you, do, does the city or the person who did the first minor review go back and review again once it's all done and completed to make sure that they're complying?
No, generally that's not a practice.
That's all code violation
Territory, yeah.
motivated.
Okay.
Any of that kind of, that's like basically up to the neighborhood watchdogs.
But you would think that it would be should be the responsibility of the people that did the initial review to go back to get informed that the job has been done and completed, and if it
They
passes snuff.
do that for other types of permits, but apparently not these
Okay.
ones.
Well, keep in mind you have building inspectors. You always have to sign off on it that the work is completed to code.
Yes, but they're not
They're not.
necessarily that involved with the aesthetics.
They don't do
Yeah,
that.
there's not a design review. That is something that's on our wish list that
Okay.
we're thinking of, implementing.
Can we increase its rank on the wish list?
I would like to, yes. We just have a long list trying to get through
Yeah.
design guidelines first. But yeah, that is something that we will we've already had conversations. It's just, yeah,
Yeah.
implementing a new program is we wanna it's gonna take time to do that.
Okay. Okay. So we will, I think this is a good, valuable item, and I really appreciate it being on our routine agenda, so that way it will just always be there. Staff updates and future agenda items. It sounds like
We covered those.
yeah. Anything else?
I don't have any other staff updates. I don't know if Jason does.
And
No staff updates for me.
are you making progress on your to-do list?
yes,
You
I
are?
am.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Yes, we can or I can give some good good updates. So we're on schedule with our reviews. So, there was a time we had, I don't even know how many in our queue, but we're on schedule. So that's definitely definitely progress, and thanks for the hard work of our staff and adding new staff, adding capacity, and then and of course help from our board members and PRS members. So yeah, that's really exciting. We also yeah, we've made some, well, kind of getting jumping ahead, but we are finally getting to the design guidelines. So had a chance, good opportunity to talk with Elaine on some final kind of things, but I think once those things are addressed, we can forward it to the city manager's office.
Oh, what still needs to be addressed?
Want me to talk about it a bit?
Sure.
Some of the language, what I interpreted, some of the language from the attorney, city attorney, was a little too strong in its. It was not about like having must to should, for example. That and then the other places it was interpreted to be a change in process, where we might have said that we would ask to call for a full review on a wall in the historic zone, for example. I don't know if that was one of them. But it was like that was interpreted as a new process that would not be compliant with code. So, and I think some of it we can just adjust the language so that if we do have to ask for that, it's a request to the director and it's not a request like the board will do this, right?
Sure. Do you need assistance in order to resubmit so we can keep this process moving forward?
No. Well, let me give you another example. What was the last one we talked about?
Part about landscaping. There were some things about
Landscaping
landscaping.
was, oh, height was another thing where we said the height, the maximum height. There's language in the code about maximum height. There's also language that we put in that said we would provide the heights. We'll give you the heights. You want to know what the heights are in this district? We'll give them to you.
They saw that as a
They
process.
interpreted that as a process, right? And that's really wasn't the intent. It was really more to be informative about what the heights
We could
are.
just say heights are available from the board.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't think, I mean, I offered language and we talked about it, so it's, you know,
Is it
we,
still moving forward though?
yes. I mean, as long as if you all are accept the proposed changes,
Recommendations.
yeah, then and if you want to, you know, discuss, we can, but I mean, in my view, it's ready to be forwarded to the city.
It's
Yeah.
been
Once you guys are ready,
reviewed
it's.
by historic, it's been reviewed by Dan Burseth, reviewed it again. The city attorneys
Yeah.
reviewed it.
Our
It's
review is
ready to go
done.
forward to the city manager if we accept what
Well,
they recommended.
we had in one of our meetings, I don't know if it was the last meeting or 2 meetings ago, but we had agreed that so long as Elaine was informed and in agreement with the changes,
Well,
that we would.
we
We
can
would
talk.
request it just to move ahead so that it didn't have to come back to be
Yeah, no, I remember.
reviewed.
Yeah, I'm just very anxious. Perfection is the enemy of good, and we need to implement. But I have a surety that it's still moving forward.
Still moving forward.
Okay, yeah.
And then let's talk about landscape for a second, because that's probably the most controversial with this board. And the fact is that we had said landscape is not going to be reviewed except in larger full reviews, right? And then we also had language about NPPO, Native Plant Preservation Ordinance, to say that that would be in place. Well, there's already code that puts that in place in certain cases, but not in all cases. So that's still a little gray, I think, for me, about when we can say we want all the trees counted, right?
I do think that this would be something to nuance on the next pass. That's how passionate I feel about getting the most of this work implemented, especially since we know it's an ongoing sticking point with the city interpretation of the code versus the desires of the board and our personal interpretations of the code. For me, it's omni-important to get the bulk of the work into the public hands, so that we are armed with it at our board meetings, and that we can start the process all over again once we get the bulk of this work on board. So my suggestion would be to just move with the path of least resistance around that conversation. We can literally start again. It will take 2 to 3 years to update based on experience.
Yeah. And Elaine and I just met today, so I think she just wanted to look
Oh,
at,
okay.
like, we talked about it, but I think it's fair to, she wants to digest it. So,
We're going to start doing pictures anyway, right?
yeah.
You are? When you started?
We are.
Once
Yeah.
this edition is
Yeah.
accepted, we can start to work on the
But
next
yeah, as soon
edition.
as Elaine's says so, we can send it to the city manager.
I also extracted the plant list out of the berry book, and that's going to be appendix.
Yay.
Put that in.
I added that. Thank
Yeah.
you.
Oh, good.
And thank you to both of you for continuing to move this
Yeah.
forward.
Appreciate everyone's patience. It's just, yeah, it's been difficult just to get to the point to review the
Yeah.
these guidelines, but they're really good and I think it's going to be very helpful.
Good. And I think it's more than we had. It's a lot better than we had. It's
Yes.
less vague. And I know of at least one new house. Like we have a new guest house coming, right? That's going to be pretty simple, but I know of another new house that's coming.
Let's get these in place
Yeah.
before they submit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually invite those people to come meet with us to talk about their concepts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Per Dan's outreach plan to really be, if we know of somebody who's getting ready to build, they should come have a friendly chat with the board during the call to audience.
Great. So I'm kind of skipped ahead to the next
Yep.
agenda item, but
The design
yeah.
review guidelines. Anything else about that? That.
I think Jason was prepared to talk about kind of follow up from the last meeting, if depending on if you
Yeah.
all want to. He
Yes.
had some examples to share for the, you know,
Yeah.
the next iteration, not this iteration, right, of the design guidelines. But
That'd be great.
okay.
So let me go ahead and request to share screen.
Sorry. Let me make you co-host.
Okay, let's see. All right. So from the continuation of the October 27th, it was looking at how once these design guidelines are passed, have it reformatted. And that's where I brought up pictures would be good illustrative examples. And so this is something that I was working on when I was in Houston. This is a draft from over a year ago. And when you scroll down, you take, you know, good examples of what are some nice elements that are in the historic district. And then you go into the usual acknowledgement. You have your table of contents broken up. One of the things I want to jump to is one of the nice things is it gets very specific about its historic district, especially for site design, its historic properties and new construction, because every district has its nuances. So these sections are really talking about what is specific to this historic district. This is the same thing that can be applied for Fort Lowell, as we know it's very unique in its own way from Armory Park or the Barrio or West University. So let me jump over here and I want to do organized pages. And I just want to bring up some examples that were done that kind of gives one. Let's see, I want to go here. Like, here's a good one where it just talks about the old Six Ward characteristics. So, you know, Fort Lowell can do the same thing, you know, really talk about you having your design guidelines now. And what are those ones like Santa Fe Sonoran, Bungalow Vernacular, Sonoran Military, or Sonoran Ranch? This old Six Ward district would do the same thing. And it goes into very specific detail about its building types and its list. These are the ones that are predominate in this historic district. So, you know, the same thing can be done for Fort Lowell. And then you just find a good example, maybe one or two, and you just do bullet points of its distinctive features. And you go through each one. So this is something that can certainly be done for Fort Lowell. So, you know, it's very illustrative to those who are looking at this. Okay, now we know what we're talking about. When you say Sonoran Military or Sonoran Ranch, people really don't have a good idea in mind, especially when they're coming from the outside. And then let me jump to another one, and I want to get to site design. Fort Lowell really doesn't have 50 by 100 lot, so I'm not going to go there. I mean, this is a very interior urban neighborhood. Fort Lowell has a lot of different lot sizes. But
Yeah.
where's one that I want? Okay. think this one might be good. So an example of porches. So we just look at what are good, the attentive porches for existing. And that's the number four. That should be a check mark saying this is acceptable rather than an X. I don't know how I went from InDesign to PDF and those check marks and X's got messed up. But then you go to illustrative diagrams and it says if a replacement is required, you kind of give it out a bullet point. You have a diagram that accompanies it, and that should be a check mark, which is the number four. The eight should be an X. And saying, no, this
I
is
think.
appropriate, this is inappropriate. So this is what I was thinking about was can be done for Fort Loyal. And so with these pictures and sketches, this really helps applicant. Again, you're coming in from the outside not knowing, or someone you just recently moved in, get a better idea of what is being meant by this. And it goes through all the historic elements, doors, windows. The windows are very good because I like this one right here. These are not inset and recessed. The upper sash and lower sash are in the same plane of existence. So, it really helps educate people with these diagrams. And then, of course, you go, here's a section, guidelines for new construction. I know you guys just have that at 5259. So you have a whole section that's a good guideline on new construction. And of course, we're talking about landscaping. There could be a section on landscaping, fencing. These sections can address all those elements that we just talked about and have recently come up in the last, what, 6 to 8 months since I've been here. So again, this is something that I've done when I was working in Houston, and it's something that can certainly be done for reformatting the Fort Lowell design guidelines after it goes through the approval process. And I just want to give you guys what it looks like. If you have any questions, please jump in. But this is what I was doing.
Yes, I have a question, Jason. Would you actually be supporting us in by doing this reformatting for us, or is that something you have the personal bandwidth to help this board with? Because this is a fairly advanced layout project.
Yeah, I have the bandwidth to do it, Klinko. This is something that I did. It does take time, though. I don't think I have InDesign, but I could certainly do it in another way. But as you can see, this is kind of what I've done. And of course, I need to go to you guys for help with pictures. I could go out there and get pictures. If you have good ones, I could use those pictures. And then I just borrow the language from what you've written in the design guidelines. And then I'm just going to, if it's a paragraph form, I'm going to probably break it up into a bullet point, or as this one on the screen as 1, 2, 3, 4. But I'm still capturing your main statements out of that paragraph. So it's more readable for the viewer and with diagrams and such.
That's great. That's great.
Is this available for us to just look at, just as a guide?
Well, this is a draft, so I don't think I can really distribute this out. I
Okay.
think that would be, I don't need to get in hot water with the city of Houston. As I said, this is a draft from August 23rd, 2024.
Have they not been implemented yet?
No, other big projects came through at the beginning of 2025 that really put this on the back seat.
And where is the sixth ward? And it looks like it's like the Heights area, but where is the sixth ward?
Sixth Ward is to the east of the Heights and is going to be just south of Washington Avenue and north of the Bayou, if you're familiar with that. Then really it is maybe, I don't know, less than a mile away from City Hall. It is that close to the downtown of Houston.
Very cool. That was quite a project. And it's very impressive to see it
I would
this
say
way.
I've really enjoyed it. Just it's something I enjoy doing.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Well,
So
great.
Jason, if you are able to do this for our guidelines, can
Yeah.
you direct us what you need as far as photo? I mean, I guess the question is, do ours need a full reformat to be able to do this, or can we, do you think it's able to implement with the current, well, what will be accepted, hopefully, the guidelines we have now?
Right. So what I imagine is once, you have yours currently approved and I start working through this, if there's language in there where I say, okay, clarification would be good. What would be good to clarify? Do we need a diagram? Do we need a sketch, or do we need an actual picture? If I need an actual picture, then I'll reach out to the advisory board and say, can you find me a good picture that talks about what's an appropriate window or stucco? And then find me something that would be inappropriate. So it's good to have the good and the bad. But it's going to be depend more of once I actually start getting my hands dirty that I'll know, but I will definitely be reaching out since you guys have the resources that I'll need to get my hands on.
Great. And
Okay.
so is this something you'll be starting on soon, or is it only after the guidelines are accepted currently, or?
But I think
Probably
we should
afterwards.
probably wait till afterwards.
Yeah. Well, we'll discuss it too internally, just with workloads and timelines and everything. But yeah, I think if we, the idea is we adopt what we have now, and then this will be something that's like an added bonus, right, as time.
Well, and I'm thinking we might do one at a time. Like, what is the one we have the biggest problem with? Is
Yeah,
it
that makes sense.
windows, or is it doors, or is it walls? And using that to kind of guide us and see if the first one works. And
I think we're all in favor of visual support material, like extremely different types of learners.
But with things
So
like,
this, and I'd like to ask the
oh, hold
board
on one
into
second,
this.
Jason.
One of the questions I have is, so this, if it is done in PDF as a technical question or in design, most of the guidelines now, the ba very basic 5-page guidelines we have now, aren't in the code. They're all in the technical standard. You know, for each HBZ has its own cert. And so you'd have to have links out to PDFs or supplementary materials.
Yeah, I'll have to ask about that and
I
how
don't know
we've handled,
whether
because I imagine there we have other documents that are like design documents that have images and stuff.
that are accessible from within that searchable platform where you're looking in the technical standards for specific elements.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And to that point, I went to where we have and we do, like, say, just administrative approvals. That's what you would call minor reviews here. Per section, we reference where you can find administrative approvals. It would be the same thing as we would do here, referencing the UDC code and the TSM. Now, it's no problem to enter in hyperlinks, and I'm looking, I feel like I may have had one or two somewhere in here, but it can be done.
Well, I think I'm asking it for the opposite way when you're searching in the code itself.
Oh, well, I don't know if I can answer that because that's the
We'll
code
have
is
to
done by
find
a
out.
different group of
But I'm sure
people.
there's a way. Yeah. Or maybe it's just the text that's in there and then it's referenced this
As
as like a
references.
full. Awesome. Well, thanks, Jason.
Thank you,
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah, that was
All
good.
right. Gonna stop sharing.
Okay. Okay.
Was it?
We have tentatively agreed to a meeting on the 22nd of December, knowing that we may move forward or backwards depending on vacations and
Who's available?
who's really available and if you're really going end up going out of town.
I'm going to be here.
She's okay.
So,
She
Mary, I think it hinges really on if David Pete's going to be in attendance.
Okay.
If not, then we will have to reschedule for another time.
I can ask David right now, and I'll get back to you. I may not hear from him at this time, but because I don't, he was busy tonight. So, but at least we will know that he can or cannot as soon as possible, and then we'll have the next date.
Okay.
Are we adjourned?
Yes.
We are adjourned, unless somebody has something else.
I have rehearsal.
6:24.
Okay.
Great.
For piano. Okay. Yes.
Bye, Jason.
Bye, guys.